This podcast is for entertainment and informational purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. Should you need any medical, psychological, or psychiatric advice, please consult a professional in your area. Thank you. Hello, welcome back. Here you are, tuning in, having a listen. Thank you for that. Anytime I see even one listen on an episode, I'm appreciative. But, as we are here to talk about the mind, the spirit, change, experiences, just one, all, and everything in between. Procrastination. Procrastination. What does that mean? It means putting things off. You know what you should do, but you don't do it. You know you should stop, but you don't stop. You know what the answer is, but you don't pursue what you know you should. These are just examples of procrastination, and let me tell you, I know about it. It's in my life, and perhaps it's in yours, either in small things or in many things. Perhaps it may even feel like it's intertwined with all things. But I have been noticing this power of procrastination, all these distractions, people's opinions, the weather, news, thoughts of change, and how many changes will you could be thinking about. Changing a look. Changing an idea, changing an opinion about somebody or something or some feeling, and change can be split many ways. We can think about many different ways we could change, but it never leaves the thought process. We very seldom actually do put in the effort. And then, when we do put in effort, it can be an obstacle to stay disciplined and focused enough to not cheat or quit, but to stay true and stay focused. This is a difficulty. So, yesterday, decided to jump in the shower. Now, we've all had baths or showers, so you know what I'm talking about. And I'm in the shower, and I'm thinking of everything but showering. Now, obviously, I would have to think enough about showering to actually shower, as in put shampoo in my hair, scrub maybe twice, lather the body, scrub, rinse, dry off, You see what I'm getting at? It does require some mental focus, otherwise you would just stand in there and do nothing. So it's not to say that I wasn't aware that I was in the shower, but was I making the most of the present moment? No. And maybe this won't make sense to you, but I'm trying to explain it as best as I can in this moment. I'm doing something, I'm in the shower, and I'm thinking of opinions people have shared with me that maybe I didn't disagree with. I'm thinking of changes I need to make, but not about an actual plan, just about knowing that I'm procrastinating, that I'm kind of failing in a sense. One thought, two thought, three thought, four thought, five thought, six thought, back to one thought, two thought, three thought, you know, my mind's bouncing. And so I grabbed hold of the reins of the mind and I said, you listen up now, brain. I'm in here and I'm showering. So I want you to think only about showering. And I sat there for a good 10 minutes and I had to keep bringing my attention back to shower, 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 shower. What am I doing right now? Showering, shower, shower. What is a shower? It's warm water cascading over my body, which is quite symbolic and therapeutic in many ways and relaxing. And here I am doing it right now. So be in the moment. Think of only the water on your body. Think of the feeling. Close your eyes. Absorb it. Focus on some breathing. Cleanse yourself. Shower, shower, shower. Not 25 people's thoughts or even one person's 25 thoughts that they may have shared with you today or yesterday or last week or whatever it may be. Shower, I'm showering, I'm showering. Then once I get out of the shower, then I'm noticing that, and perhaps you've noticed this too, you want to do the dishes, let's say. But as you start gathering the dishes to do them, you start noticing that everything needs to be wiped down. Then you're noticing that you need to do some sweeping. Then you, I should probably make my bed. Now, I'm not saying that you can't achieve all those things in a very sporadic way. But the experiment that I was doing on myself was every time my mind wanted to get distracted and pull my attention away from that one thing I wanted to do, I just kept reminding myself in a very simplistic, almost childlike way, if you want to say that, is that, you know, shower, 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 shower. When I went out to do errands, driving usually frustrates me because of the lack of people paying attention on the road or driving correctly. And usually, my experience of driving is spent primarily focused on everybody but me. Not this time. What am I doing? I'm driving. Who's driving? I am driving. I'm driving. I'm driving my car. My car. Here's what I'm doing. I'm driving. Turn on the steering wheel. Focus on your driving. You're driving. You're driving. What are you doing? You're driving. Who's driving? You. I kept saying that, and it kept bringing my attention back to only focusing on my vehicle, on what I was doing, not getting frustrated on everybody else, which was only affecting my life. I feel hungry, I start doing something. This reminds me of something I may have forgot to do. Next thing you know, 2 hours go by, I haven't eaten yet. I'm hungry, eat, eat, food, 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 get up, what are you doing? Go look for food, you're hungry, eat, 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 eat now, right now, eat. What's it gonna be, what's it gonna be, eat. Push yourself to complete every one of your projects. And I have to say, it's been helping me these last few days not procrastinate as much. Not let my mind be pulled in 5 different directions, only resulting in me not accomplishing what I wanted. If I want to read, then I'm going to read. I'm not going to read a few pages, wonder what's on my phone, and get sucked into scrolling through social media for 2 hours when I wanted to read. Read. What are you doing? Reading. Reading. What are you reading? Focus. You focus on what you're reading. You're reading this book. You read because you're learning. You want to learn. It's knowledge. You're teaching yourself. Learn. Learn. Next thing you know, you're fully enveloped in that book, in that process of reading, and you will read more than what you originally would have had you not reminded yourself so much. Been an interesting, open-minded reminder for myself to just push myself for those real goals that I want. If I want to build that routine, I've got to discipline myself. That's what this is, discipline. If you get up and you say, I'm going to have a shower, then you have that shower and you have it now. Now. Not 5 minutes from now, not 20 minutes from now, not later, now. You want a routine? A routine must be built through repetitious reminders. It's almost as though at times you've got to be that parent to yourself that picks the kid up by the ear and makes them go do the thing. You've got to do that to yourself. Up, get up, go do it. Get outside, go do that thing you want to do. You want to do that right now? You said you wanted to do it now? Go do it now. Because you said you wanted to do it now, so do it now. Rather than getting into the habit of not doing it. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow, or I'll do it the next day, or maybe I'll even forget that I had to do it. And maybe you haven't been making time for meditation every day. Maybe you've wanted to tweak yourself a little bit, shape up, add a few things to a daily routine, or change things around, or do more of one thing, or less of something else. If you notice distractions are heavy, forgetfulness is high, just try reminding yourself to be in that moment. Maybe your next shower, can you only think of the act of showering when you're in there? Nothing else. Not what you're going to do when you get out of the shower. Not all the stuff you did before you got in there. Just you, that warm water, cleansing yourself. Calming. Letting it wash things away. Breathing. If you try and do this, I have a sneaking suspicion that you will most definitely notice your mind pull your attention in various directions. And perhaps you will shower, get out of the shower, and realize you weren't in the moment when you were in there, but it's already gone. And maybe that'll be a reminder to set the attention a little bit more for the next time. I'm going to eat, if I want to get up, if I want to have coffee, I can do so many things. You can do many things within a day. You can structure a day beautifully. You can contact people. You can go places. You can have experiences. You can reach out. You can nourish yourself. You can cleanse yourself. You can meditate. Lots of time. But very easy to get sucked into things that aren't pushing you to grow, aren't teaching you, but just distracting you. Watching other people do things that you might find funny or frustrating or scary, as so many videos are. Even if we allotted a small amount of time for such things. But I know that I've seen that I have procrastinated in my life. I've been distracted many times. It's nobody else's fault but my own. Not focusing. Not taking enough action. Not taking the right steps. And I can't hope to change anything if I can't change a simple daily routine, or if I can't be in the moment almost on command. And here you are right now, listening to me, present moment, in this moment. Maybe something resided with you. Maybe after this, you're going to have a meal. Try and think of nothing but that meal. And I'm not saying this as a challenge necessarily, because if you could sit down and eat an entire meal and not have one thought pop up that wasn't to do with that meal, that would be a miracle. It's almost an experiment to remind myself, perhaps yourself, that there's a lot going on in that mind. And there's a lot of distractions, a lot of different opinions and worries, frustrations. A lot of pulling in different directions. And there's definitely a way to kind of center yourself, to kind of slow things down a little bit, put yourself in check, start devoting more focus to each particular thing that you're doing. Fully absorbing yourself in what you're doing is a great gift. Opens up a lot of opportunities, shows you many things within yourself, strengths, weaknesses, things to work on, things to learn, things you have learned. So as you keep going throughout your day, much strength to you for one. And even if you can just be in the present moment for 5 minutes today, 10 minutes, if you can sit on a bench and just hear the birds chirp and nothing else, how beautiful that music is. What a gift. Quieting the mind helps us to sort things out. And when the mind is quieted, if we can notice the very first thing that pops up, maybe the most powerful thought that reoccurs on a quiet mind, you could almost say that one thing is what requires the most attention now. The biggest obstacle is the issue that keeps popping up the most, whatever that fear is, whatever that uncertainty is, whatever that anxiousness is, that anger, whatever it might be that's strongest now that pops up in your mind, is only popping up to be worked on, to be seen in a different way so it can educate you and not poison you. Enjoy the rest of your day, your ongoing journey, however it unfolds. Think of things you may want to accomplish, things that you might love to learn, and go learn those things. And be grateful that you're alive. You can nourish yourself. Until next time.